Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Hello, this is Chris Crane with Undivided Podcast, and today I have in the studio Marisa Taylor, who serves the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association as the Church Resource Specialist. So welcome to the podcast, Marisa.
Hey, Chris. Glad to be here.
We thank you for what you do for the churches. You come from a background of extensive experience helping churches, serving on church staff, ministering through the local church, leading in the local church context. So would you just kind of give us an overview of what you do to serve churches across the metro area?
Sure. So the biggest thing that I do to serve the churches is help create either church partnerships or get churches connected to local nonprofits or community agencies. We have found that we definitely all work better together, whether that is for missions or racial unity or serving the community, working with our local schools, working with other faith-based nonprofits. There's a lot of different organizations out there that are doing a lot of good things for the gospel and for God's kingdom, and when we all work together, we can do a lot more for Him and His glory.
Well, that's fantastic, and all of us could benefit from someone who knows a lot of people who do a lot of things, and it sounds like what you do, so we're grateful for that. Would you just give us an example of some of the latest partnerships that you've worked on through the BMBA and how those partnerships have helped churches advance the gospel?
Sure, absolutely. We had recently a church who it was a revitalization partnership that our revitalization specialist, Dr. Josh Cook, helped put in place. And it was a new church coming into the Midfield community. And I worked with them to get them connected to their local schools and to also plan a back-to-school event as sort of a launch in the community, letting the neighborhood children know that the church was there. And then they're also going to be starting a food distribution ministry. So basically anything that they can do to reach out to the community, and that's what they want to do. So we were able to meet and come up with some ideas of how to get the word out and to be just a vital point of light, a beacon in that community for the gospel, where there had not been one previously.
Wow. I think that church will be blessed by having the opportunity to engage with resources to help them get the word out in the community and really be a part of lives in that neighborhood in a really substantive way. So as I'm listening to that, that would be very helpful for a new church or a church launching out in a new area like the church you mentioned. What kind of partnerships or ministries that you have influence or you're able to connect people with would help a church that's more established or has been around a while?
A lot of times established churches are looking for something new to do. So whether that is we have several churches who wanted to partner across ethnic lines, and so we have several partnerships that have developed just with the mindset of racial unity and bringing different cultures together, knowing that we, may do things differently in the worship service or just have different things going on, but that we can all work together and learn from each other and just be better together. So that's one area for sure. It would be if a church wanted to partner with a congregation of a different ethnic background, or if an established church wanted to partner with like a church plant in a different community and then be able to help them with things like mission projects and Vacation Bible School, anything like that. And then also there would be opportunities if they wanted to start a food distribution ministry, if they wanted to have some creative ideas for interacting with their local school or even Vacation Bible School, if they've been doing that, they could take that on the road during the summer and do it as a mission project. There's lots of churches that want to do Vacation Bible School, but either don't have the resources or the people power or just don't know what to do, that just need help.
Wow. Fantastic. Those are incredible ways that churches can really engage and be on mission and carry out the Great Commission that Jesus taught us. I think, just thinking about, you mentioned food distribution, practical way to meet a real need, but also to engage people in your local congregation to get outside of their comfort zone maybe and help those who are disadvantaged or at a different place in life, and just to make a big difference and share the gospel. Could you tell us about some of the food distribution points that the BNBA works with across the city, and maybe give us a story or two about how they're making a difference in their communities?
Sure, absolutely. It's really interesting because we have some of our food distribution points are large, almost a separate organization within the church, like a food bank. And then some of them are just the pastor or the pastor and his family or a few key leaders that might do food distribution once a month or just on some kind of rotating basis. We do have one food distribution point in the city of Leeds that that pastor actually lives in a government housing area and basically lives among the people and distributes food a couple times a month. And then we've also been able to partner his church with other churches that are looking for mission projects because there's always something to do. There's always a need, like in the fall when the cold weather is coming, we'll do help them with a coat drive, or when school starts, the back to school, you know, school supplies. So the starting with food distribution a lot of times can open the door to other ministries, because when you meet those basic needs of people in the community, it opens the door for gospel conversations and other ways that you can serve those people and reach out to them for the purpose of sharing the gospel and discipling them and having them be a part.
Well, that's inspiring. Here we are at the Advent season, and we're thinking about Christ who came to us incarnate, God in the flesh, coming here to be one of us, and to think about a pastor who lives among those in a housing development, in a government community like that. That's truly inspiring. And speaking of the holidays and Christmas time, I know that you've been hard at work working with churches with a ministry that's been going on through the BNBA for almost 30 years, Season of Our Savior. And I know some of our listeners may be familiar with Operation Christmas Child, which is a totally different thing, a totally different organization. But maybe some churches in the Birmingham region are looking to do something like that, but locally. Could you explain what Season of Our Savior is and how it's making a difference throughout Birmingham and beyond?
Absolutely. So basically, Season of Our Savior takes the concept similar to Operation Christmas Child, where you pack a shoebox, but we do just a Christmas stocking. And all of the requests come from local children in the Birmingham area. So this year we had 23 different agencies and churches. We did have five of our BNBA churches that are active in their communities and work in more impoverished areas who requested. So of that 23, five of them were churches, but the rest of them were just Birmingham agencies, most of them faith-based, some of them not, that requested stockings. They fill out a request ahead of time of the different age groups and genders that they, you know, work with. And then this year we had over 1,800, I think it was 1,871 stocking requests, and then we had 820 hygiene kit requests. And we had 24 churches that participated this year, and we were able to fill every single one of those requests. So all of those stockings and hygiene kits will be going out into the Birmingham area for Christmas time. And every stocking, every hygiene kit has a gospel presentation in it. So that is our purpose, is for each stocking, each hygiene kit, to bring the good news of Christmas to that family.
Well, I noticed some of those stockings. I was able to see them and what was inside, and these are substantive gifts and really something that a child would be delighted to receive. And so it's wonderful that 1,800 children across the metro were blessed by these, and I know that there's room to grow. And I know as this gains traction, it's sort of in a rebirth stage, it will bless many others. When we come back in just a moment, we'll hear more from resource specialist Marisa Taylor, and she's going to tell us more ways that your church can be engaged in Great Commission ministry.
You You're listening to the Undivided Podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, featuring Dr. Chris Crane. The Undivided Podcast, bringing churches in Birmingham, Alabama together with the goal of fulfilling the Great Commission.
We have Marisa Taylor with us, Church Resource Specialist for the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, with us today on the podcast, and we're grateful for her time and for what she does in and through the churches of the BMBA and beyond. There are many other churches and organizations that are not directly a partner or an affiliate with the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association that Marisa works with, and so we're so thankful for all that she does. Marisa, I know that you're working on many ministries. Are there any that you want to share with the listening audience, ministries that are in development or are coming soon that might be a benefit to our listeners?
Absolutely. There's a couple. One that I'm particularly excited about is I'm working with a group of ladies who are women in ministry in the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. And we are going to be starting, for the first time that I'm aware of, a women's ministry network in the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. So that is for, it can be women on church staff, it can be pastors' wives, women who work in faith-based nonprofits, any women in ministry leadership positions across our association. A lot of times that's a very lonely experience. You feel like you constantly have to be perfect or close to it and be able to have relationships with other women who are in similar circumstances and have had experiences of feeling like, you know, one of these things is not like the other. Oh, wait, it's me. And just to share that. And I know that I personally spent a lot of years in ministry where you just kind of have your blinders on and you're just focused on your local church, your, you know, what's going on right in front of you. And you just don't realize how lonely it feels until you actually interact with a group of ladies who are going through similar experiences, and you just think, oh, well, if I had been in a relationship with these women, you know, for years, how much more encouragement you would receive. So we are working at doing a kickoff event in February. And the women that I'm working with, it's kind of a variety of, there's a women's minister, there's an education minister, a woman who runs a faith-based nonprofit and also is a pastor's wife. So, they're coming from a lot of different experiences. And even just the four of us getting together and talking, it's just affirming that the Lord is definitely leading, because it's four totally different backgrounds, but there's so much commonality. I feel like the ladies who are part of the BMBA will be blessed by their leadership and by, you know, what God has in the future for this ministry.
Wow, that's encouraging. I know that many of the ministries that I'm familiar with, Marisa, that take care of ministers or reach out to them or create affinity groups or encouragement, they are targeted toward males. And I really don't know of anything like what you're planning to do and your leadership team is preparing for. I think this will be well received. And I know that many of our listeners will want to let folks know if you have, you know, pastor spouses, ministry spouses, or women in ministry on your church staff or leadership teams, they would be really interested in this. How would they get in touch with you if they're interested in being a part of that kickoff event or getting more information about this ministry? What would they need to do, Marisa?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely working at trying to kind of build that that group of invitees for that first event. So if you know a lady that you think might be interested, you can just email me. My email is Marisa, which is M-A-R-I-S-A-T. At bmbaonline.org, or give me a call here at the office at 205-599-3245 and just hit the number 2, and that'll ring right at my desk. But yeah, I would be really happy to have any names of whether it's a pastor's wife, a female on church staff, or, you know, if you work in a faith-based nonprofit, you know, any kind of ministry in the BMBA.
Well, we're grateful for your efforts in that new ministry. Marisa, I know that here in Birmingham, we are focusing toward 2022 and the World Games that are coming up, and we're grateful for the BMBA and how We're engaged with that. Could you tell us a little bit about that? I know some of our listeners may be aware of the World Games. Maybe you've seen some of the different representatives from our city and the World Games Committee on talk shows, and you've read about it in different articles. Tell us about what the BMBA churches are doing with regards to serving the world who are coming here for World Games in 2022.
Absolutely. It's an exciting opportunity, as you said, to have so many different people from all across the world in our very own backyard. It's not something that happens every day, so we definitely want to make the most of that opportunity. It's been probably a year now that we started thinking about the World Games and got a group of missions pastors and church leaders, pastors together, and representatives from the Alabama State Board of Missions so that we could all kind of get our heads together and think about what's the best way that we could reach out to these people that are going to be coming into our city. And Tim Wheat, who's the missions pastor at Shades Mountain Baptist Church, is leading that effort for us. He's been in touch with leadership from the World Games. We've had their representatives come and speak to our group, and we are working on ways that the churches can be involved. And maybe even one idea is for individual churches to kind of adopt a different location that the World Games is going to be across several different locations across the city. So if a church adopted one location, sent all of their volunteers there, then all of the members from that church could work together to volunteer and serve that location.
Fantastic. It's just a phenomenal opportunity to make a difference. Marisa, there's one other topic that I wanted to cover today, and I appreciate how the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association has recently partnered with a group that some of our listeners may be familiar with called Discovery Clubs of Alabama. And this is a group that has for years engaged with primarily churches in the inner, or schools rather, public schools, I may add, in the inner city. So could you tell us a little bit about Discovery Clubs of Alabama and the partnership with the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association and what's going on with Discovery Clubs?
Absolutely. So a lot of churches that I speak to, one of the major things that they're looking to do is, how can I reach out to my community? How can we be more effective salt and light in the community that the Lord has placed our church in? And a great way to get connected is through your local school. Well, that's kind of overwhelming at first. What do I do? How do I get involved? So Discovery Club is an after-school club, Bible study program that they will take your volunteers, they will train them, they will give them the curriculum. Literally all they have to do is sign up and come to the training, and Discovery Club will equip them and give them all the resources that they need to be able to go into their local school and share the gospel with students and be able to do that freely in a public school setting, which is just such a tremendous blessing. So one of the things that we are working on in partnership with Discovery Club is just getting the word out to our churches that this is a valuable ministry that's available and is a very helpful tool for churches to be able to, as I said, get involved in their local school and share the gospel with school children. And that opens the door to having kids come for your vacation Bible school, to your Wednesday night programs, to Sunday morning, and just for their families to get plugged into your church.
Yeah, I think that is something that many pastors and church leaders are just looking for answers. How do we engage with our local school? How can we share the gospel with families that are not in our church context? And what a great tool just to say, here, come and we'll train you. We have relationships with local school leaders, and this is all legal. And,
right.
And these kids come, their parents allow them to do that. They provide the proper documentation that those kids can be in those clubs. It's fantastic. So thank you, Marisa, for all you do for the Lord, for the kingdom, and for local churches across Birmingham. And I hope you have enjoyed listening to the podcast today. Here at Undivided, and our special guest has been Marisa Taylor, who's the Church Resource Specialist at the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. As always, you can contact us here. You could get on our website at bmbaonline.org and chat with us, and we'd be glad to connect you to Kingdom Ministry. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.